once upon a time, there were these twin brothers, and one of them was always trying to outdo the other. But it never could win. I mean, when they was in high school, one twin would make the dean's list, and the other one would get a full scholarship. And then when they went to college, one of them was all state, one of them was all conference. One of them went on to win the Heisman. The other one went on to go to the pros and make $10 trillion a year. I mean, these two twins were always in competition, and Ralph always lost. Well, Ralph and Eddie went through life, still staying in touch, as twins are wont to do. But Ralph always had the dream of besting his brother Eddie at something. Of coming out on top just once in his life. I mean, Eddie always beat him at the video games and the Nintendo. Well, finally, the brothers were to be wed. And the twins, they got married on the same day. And Ralph said to Eddie in the church, I'm going to outdo you for once in my life. And how I'm going to do that is tonight, I'm going to knock the bottom out of my new bride more times than you knocked the bottom out of yours. And Eddie said, all right, it's a deal, but you ain't going to do it. I'm going to beat you. He said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll keep score so we don't forget. You get a wet bar of soap and you keep score on the bathroom mirror. In the morning, we'll compare mirrors and we'll see what happens, okay? So Ralph is all excited, thinking, well, that's one thing he might have up on Eddie's sexual prowess. So the ceremony's over. They go to their respective hotel rooms. And Ralph knocks the bottom out of his wife one time. Says, excuse me, honey. And he gets up, goes in the bathroom, grabs the soap, and puts one mark on the mirror. Puts one line right there. He smokes a camel and gets back in there, knocks the bottom out of her again. Puts another slash mark next to the first one on the bathroom mirror. Finally, just before dawn, he works up his 10-hut condition to get it. Knocks the bottom out of his wife a third time and puts another slash mark on the bathroom mirror. And you think that's not bad? I mean, three complete Shangri-Las in the course of a night? That's pretty good. So the next morning, they walk up and run into each other in the hallway. Eddie says, okay, Ralph, let's see what the score is. They check Eddie's bathroom mirror first. And it has 32 written on there. And Ralph is thinking to himself, damn. Eddie says, come on, Ralph, let's check your mirror. And they walk into Ralph's bathroom. They look on the mirror and Eddie goes, geez, 111. Well, you finally beat me at something.
Changing the way Washington talks. It's the Grishman Mornings on DC 101.